Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Chaggy. Hey, Natalia. This is Candace from Virginia Beach.
All right, Candace from Virginia Beach. So you called us, so you know what time it is. Let's get to it.
So I work at an orthodontist office, and I absolutely love working there. So all of the girls, all of the other dental hygienists are just a ton of fun. It's a great girl group.
Okay, so what's the issue?
Yeah, so we all started at the same time, so we all make the same amount of money. But there's this one girl, Penelope, who we all love. We always joke and think she has a side hustle.
Oh, I see where this is going. So you girls are seeing that you all work the same job, but you think she has an OnlyFans page. So you're trying to get us to find out her naked photos. But like, so like, give me an example of how you girls feel like she has way more money than you. Give me some ideas.
Well, whenever we go out, she always picks up the tab, like pays for all the margaritas. She always is going on vacation. She does not have a boyfriend that we know of, and she's not married.
Okay, so do you and your girlfriends, like, ask her or mess with her about all of this?
Yeah, it's just kind of like this ongoing joke. We're just trying to figure out if she has a sugar daddy, because, listen, if she does he have a friend? Because we're trying to get in on it. And also, if she has a side hustle, like, can we get in on it? Because everybody could use a little extra money.
Yeah, but maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the reason why she didn't tell you. Maybe she knows that whatever she's doing, it's like only room for like maybe her, and she, like, I don't know, maybe doesn't want to show her cards.
Or are you all being mean girls? Like, is this a mean girl thing?
Yeah, no, this is no mean girl stuff at all. We're just literally curious. Like I said, ongoing joke, and maybe you guys can figure it out.
I mean, yeah, that's what we can do. So you want us to kind of like, I don't know, maybe throw out some ideas, maybe try to act like we know, or maybe I can even act like, hey, I saw you across an internet site or OnlyFans, like kind of mess with her?
Yeah, like trick her into maybe telling us, or telling you, I should say. Maybe tell her that you're calling from another dental office, offering her more money. I don't know. You guys are really good at this stuff to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly, I guess, you can tell that you girls have talked about this because that's exactly, I think, the route, Natalia. I think I'm going to call and act like I heard she's really good at what she's done.
Yeah, I think you just offer her more money to see if she'll take the other job, or maybe she'll say that she has another income and what she's doing.
Yeah, we will definitely find out. So let's put her on hold. Let's get Penelope's phone number and let's see where she's getting this extra income, eh? Can I speak to Penelope?
Yeah, this is her. Can I help you?
Hey, this is Michael. I work with... How are you doing today?
I'm good, but look, I don't really need a subscription or anything like that.
Oh, no. I'm calling on behalf of office from Dental. You were referred to us because we heard glowing reviews about your performance as a hygienist at in Dr. Really, really needs someone like you, and he wants to offer you a position at the office.
Oh, well, I mean, that's really great, but I'm super happy and fulfilled at the practice I'm currently at. Thank you, though.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I completely understand. But they're willing to give you, like, a $5,000 salary pay increase at Dental. And, like, we'd like you to start in 60 days. And you can even give your employer plenty of notice so there's no, like, burning bridges.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm really grateful, but I'm pretty happy where I'm at. I love the office. I love the girls I work with. And I really just don't need the extra income. I'm totally set thanks to my other income. And to be honest, I mean, I'm a hygienist for fun at this point due to my other income. I just kind of work there for the environment and social interactions, you know?
Oh, wow. Wow. So you must make a really great living at your second job then.
Yeah, I do. So, I mean, thank you, but no thank you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, before I let you go, again, you don't have to tell me, but out of curiosity, because a dental hygienist, I know y'all work a lot and you're busy. Like, where do you have time? Like, what is your second income? What do you do?
Well, I mean, you're probably going to think this is a little bizarre or odd, but...
I was the one that asked you, so, I mean, if you want to tell me, great, but give it to me.
I sell my breast milk.
Oh, come on. Like, you're joking. Like, What, like to other women or like hospitals? Like, I don't
know. No. I'm a single mom, you see, and one of my other girlfriends, she kind of told me about this underground market to sell breast milk to, you know, men, bodybuilders, or even people that want to add protein, or some people who even find it as a fetish. I know that sounds odd, but it's totally harmless.
Oh, no. Okay. So I'm completely confused. I can't tell if you're messing with me or not. So what?
All right, look, I make $4,000 extra a month doing this. There really isn't anything kinky about it, like OnlyFans or anything like that. I am a single mom of two really young girls, so it's easy, easy money. I sometimes even flavor the breast milk if there's a special request for that. Or sometimes I'll even write notes, you know, on the frozen bags before I send them off. That's really it. Like I said, it's easy money, and there's never going to be nude photos or anything of me floating around there, so...
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. I thought you were playing. So no, this is serious. Okay. I had no idea. No. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, I mean, thank you again for the offer, but I am really good to go, and I hope you have a great day.
Yeah. We're have a great day. Okay. So last week, the adult diapers, this week, breast milk. So you never know.
You know, the question that comes to mind for me is, why am I still waking up at 4 a.m. to come work here when either I'm changing adult diapers, selling breast milk, and making $4,000 a month? Yeah, what am I doing with my life?
And if you missed any of it, we'll play it back. But yep.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.